Well, hello and welcome. This is Pastor William Coleman of the Crossroad Baptist Church, and we're trying out a lot of new technologies, streaming our services. But we're also grateful that the Lord has blessed us that we can come together for worship, because that's our main reason. That's our focus. We want to worship God and continue to serve Him. Our mail corps did a tremendous job this morning, and we're just grateful for every one of you joining us live at the Crossroad Baptist Church from Evington, Virginia. What a blessing. What a blessing. Happy New Year and happy 2021. We want you to make sure that 2020 is in the rearview mirror and not still confronting you with issues and all of the other things of life. Let's look to the Lord, because always we have to depend on His guidance and His strength. Got a great message for you today. It's entitled The Next Move. What's going to be your next move? How will you move forward with your faith? How will you be an encouragement to other people? But more importantly, how will you be a witness for God in times like these? So bless us as we pray that God will bless us as we look at the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. And as you look at that, think about the life of Abraham and all that he went through. Read from the passage of scripture that Abraham was spoken to by God in Genesis 12, verses 1 through 4. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country and from your kindred and from your father's house to a land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those that bless you, and curse him that curses you, and in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. The response of Abraham is in verse 4. So Abram departed. That's his move. Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him. Let's pray over this. Father, thank you now for this opportunity. We pray you'd bless your word. Help us to always be faithful in the things that you've called us to do. Help us to move forward in our lives, to know what our next move comes from God, and that all of the blessings that we need in life, they come from God. So Lord, bless us now in our time together, that it might be time well spent. In Jesus' name, amen. So what is your next move? How do you go about making sure that the move you take is going to be the right one? I know a lot of people get into the strategic plans, and they'll look at their short-term goals, long-term goals, and they'll look at the other issues that they may face as far as the barriers. And speaking of barriers, as we look at the life of Abraham, he had some barriers. He had some things that he was facing in his life. One, he was in a strange country. If he was to move, he was actually going to a place where he had never been before. So there's the newness of that place that he was going to, but also the age barrier. He was older. Abraham was 75 years old when God spoke these words to him, and now he's being called out to go forth. Another issue that we might look at as far as a barrier is resources. God told him to go, but where are the resources going to come from? Well, that's up to God. We have to leave that in the hands of the Lord and know that God's going to make a way for us, and that he'll provide for our need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We don't worry about the provision if we know the provider. Let me say that again. You don't worry about the provision if you know the provider. And God is your provider. The Lord is your shepherd. God is your strength and is your very present help in a time of need. So we've got to look to him and not the barriers that we face in life. One of the other things that we might face as far as going forward and our next move is, what will be the reaction of people? Will they support us? Will they be encouragement to us? Or will they attempt to discourage us and keep us from these things of God? All of these things can be barriers in your life. All of these things can keep you from actually going forward and being the person that God would have you to be. Abraham faced these things: age, new land, all of the strangeness that would come with that. But yet he had a promise from God that God would be faithful and the Lord would take care of him. Matter of fact, the Lord had said, I'm going to make you a blessing. I'm going to work in your life so that anyone who curses you, I'll curse them. And anyone who blesses you, I'll bless them. But then something else strange that is in this, and I think it includes all of us, God said to Abraham, out of you and through you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. So we're blessed today through Abraham, through being a part of that provision that God said to him. And I'm so glad that this man was faithful, that I can get my blessing today. Aren't you glad for all that God is doing in your life so that you can get your blessing today and know that everything comes from God and doesn't have to depend on our strength and our ability? And so the scripture said that Abraham departed. Abraham departed. Now, what about your life? If you think about God speaking to you and God sharing some things with you and your next move, how are you going to move forward? How do you do that? A lot of people are puzzling right now. They're making New Year's resolutions. They're making promises. They're saying to themselves, if I do this, then I expect this to happen. But have you heard from God? I want to give you some very specific things of what I call spiritual moves. Spiritual moves. Abraham did not base his move on who he was, but on what God had said to him. And so the first thing that we see in making these smart spiritual moves is that Abraham responds to the word of God. He responds to God's word. Now, I don't know what you're responding to in life. Maybe you're saying, because of this, I'll do that. Because of the pandemic, maybe I'll respond this way. Or because of some other issues that I'm facing, maybe I'll respond this way. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me just share with you very quickly. If God has not spoken to you, if God is not giving you direction, then you really have no basis for moving forward. You have no basis at all. The steps of a good person, the steps of a godly person are ordered by the word. And you and I, we have the Bible. We have God's word where he spoke to it various times to different people down through the ages. It's recorded in our scripture. These are God's words. These are the things that God says to us, and he wants us to use them. But more importantly, God wants us to respond in the way that Abraham did. Abraham responded in faith. God said to him, Abram, get out of your country, move to a place I'm going to show you. I'm going to direct you. I'll bless those that bless you. I'll curse those that curse you. You will become a blessing. And through you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. That was God's word. And the response of Abraham, let me go ahead and do what God has told me to do. Let me respond to that. So when you respond to God's word, you're saying, I confirm that God has spoken to me. I confirm that. But then you're also saying, I confess that God's word is true. Did you hear what I say? God's word is true. I confess that. I confess that the Lord is guiding me and directing me, and all I need to do is to move forward. That is your next move. Respond to God's word. Now, will you say, well, I don't know, preacher. God has not told me to go out of my country and go to another place. He's not said that to me, but he has called you out of sin. He has called you from your way of life. He has called you to turn from your own self to the living God. Jesus said, follow me. Follow me. That's what Jesus said. And he wants you to do that. Not so in a way that, well, you don't now have a life. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you do have a life. Your life is now in God. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. New creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. You have this wonderful life plan that God has given you, that now you can move forward in your faith by saying, I want to respond to God's word. I want to respond to him. Do you not know that God loves you dearly? And this whole thing about following him is so that he would have fellowship with you. That's how much he loves you. That's how much he wants to be a part of your life. Now, to deny him would not only to deny his power, but also to deny what you could be, your potential, your salvation, the grace of God working in your life. You don't want to deny this. You want to grab hold of it and embrace it and say, Lord, I thank you. Same way that Abraham did. Abraham said, Lord, I'm grateful. And so what did he do? He obeyed God and he stepped out on faith. Now, this is going to take some deliberate action. This is going to take some strong action on your part. It's what we might call diligence and what we might call persistence. As a matter of fact, the founder of McDonald's, Ray Kroc, was noted as saying this: nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with great talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. It takes persistence. He goes on to say that education, there are a lot of people that are in this world, what we call as a world filled with educated derelicts. We have to have persistence and determination. Those things will guide you to your goal. That's Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's. And you know, you and I got to have this thing of persistence. And it's wonderful how that we can come to the new year and all of a sudden, yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. But as we get to the middle of January, now we find ourselves having more and more difficulty moving forward and taking that next step because the persistence isn't there. But if you know that you're being guided by God, if you know that the Lord is directing your footsteps, you can be persistent. You can be the one that's dedicated and say, Lord, okay, I'm going to step out on faith. I'm going to believe your word this year. I'm going to believe that good things are going to happen. I'm going to try to make some good things happen in my life, but I'm depending on you to guide me. And God will do exactly that. He guided Abraham, and the Bible says that now you are blessed through Abraham. You are blessed through Abraham. And of course, we know that that blessing came through Jesus Christ, who was the seed of Abraham and the promised one. But now as we look at this, something else has to happen. Abraham didn't just walk out and say, okay, let me respond to God's word. But everywhere Abraham went, we found out that he built altars. So here's what you got to do. Step number one is responding to God's word. Here's the second thing that you got to do in your life. You've got to reach out to God through your worship. Reach out to God through your worship. Don't just think that worship is a good feeling. It's a song that the choir sings. It's maybe a prayer that someone prays. It's an inspiration that I have. No, worship is you reaching out to God with your spirit and saying, God, I love you and I'm dedicated to you. Everywhere that Abraham built, everywhere that Abraham went, rather, the Bible says in Genesis 12, 8, he built these altars to God. He would go to a place like Bethel, and he would build the altar, and he'd worship God. He'd honor God. He'd sacrifice an animal or something that he would put on the altar. But more importantly, Abraham was giving himself to the Lord. He reached out to God through worship. How would you define your worship experience? How do you worship God? How do you praise him? How do you honor God? Bashan Mitchell wrote a song a couple of years ago entitled, My Worship is Real. Listen to the lyrics of something that he writes in that song. You don't know my story, all the things that I've been through. You can't feel my pain, what I had to go through to get here. You'll never understand my praise. Don't try to figure it out. My worship is for real. So when you worship God like Abraham and like Bashan Mitchell is talking about worshiping God, when you talk about getting into this deep relationship with the Lord, expressing how much you love him, you want to worship him. Abraham expressed his by building altars. Everywhere he went, he wanted to build an altar to God and to let the Lord know how much he loved him. Yours might be in songs. Yours might be in prayers. Yours might be writing things out, writing messages and saying, Lord, I thank you for how you got in my life. But your worship needs to be for real. You can't play with God. You can't manipulate God. You can't just come up with some religious formulas and think to yourself, well, if I do this, then God will do that. That's not the way this works. It works in a genuine relationship with God Almighty. And when you have that genuine relationship with God Almighty, he loves you, you love him, and you can feel that love. You can actually feel that love. You start growing in it. Your trust level grows. Your spiritual focus grows. Your love for God's word, that grows. You become more dedicated to the things of God because your worship is for real. Abraham's life was exemplified by his worship. That was his move. That's what he did. He responded to God's word, and God would speak to him other times, and Abraham would respond to that. Now, was he a perfect man? Did he always do things right? No, he had some problems. As you study the book of Genesis and you read his life, Abraham had some problems. He had some faults, just like all of us. But he did not allow his faults to keep him from God. As a matter of fact, those things drove him to God. They expressed even a greater need that he had in his life for God and for the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we've got to make sure that our next move, it's all centered and focused around God. I was thinking about something the other day, an illustration that came to mind. Oftentimes when a machinist will get a piece of bar stock, he knows what he wants the bar stock or the product to look like, but in its raw form, in its natural state, it does not look like the end product. Now think about your life as a believer. You don't look like what you will become, but you got to start making those moves toward what God says you will be and what God says you will become in Christ. I pray this makes sense. Now the machinist really, he hasn't sent that product through whatever it's going to go through, all the steps and all the routes and all the procedures, the turning, the drilling, the grinding, and all of these processes. He hadn't sent that through any of it. As a matter of fact, he'll just simply write on that raw material what it's supposed to be. Now, here's the amazing thing. God has already written on your life who you will be in Christ. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that we are seated now in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Did you hear what I said? This amazing God looked at our life, looked at all the things that we have done and all the failures that we've had in our life, and God wrote on us the love of Jesus Christ. God wrote on us perfect. God wrote on you and on me, beloved, children of God, not sinners, not failure, not loser. God wrote on you his promises. Your raw material now. Yeah. You still got a lot of things you got to go through, and you got some processes that the Lord is going to send you through in order to get you to that final state, but he's already written on you what his plan is, what his will is. As God was speaking to Abraham, the Lord was actually putting his word on Abraham, stamping his word on Abraham. As I share with you the scriptures today, God is sharing with you, he's stamping his word into your heart so that you might believe and know that he is God. Now, when others look at you, they'll probably say, oh, I've seen them before and I see how they act and what they do. But they don't know what God has written on you. They don't know the promises that God has made concerning your life and the direction that he will have you to go. You got to listen to God. You can't listen to this world. That may be the problem that a lot of you are facing right now. You've been listening to the world, and the world says, you're a failure. Or the world says, you can't do that. Or the world will tell you, you'll never be able to accomplish that. But what has God written in your heart? How has God spoken to you? How has he spoken to me? Am I to just sit back and listen to the dictates of the world and listen to all the problems that it has? Or am I going to tune my ear to heaven and listen to the voice of God? Listen to God speaking to me and letting me know that I am beloved. Did you not know that the Bible cannot change? It is written. And one of the things that's written, the core verse that I always read and refer to, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And because of God's love, I have every right to believe that I can be saved. As a matter of fact, I am saved. I've confessed the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that God sent him to die for me. You can't believe the report of the world, because the world, they got it wrong. But God is saying to you, I'm giving you my word. I'm affirming to you that I love you and I want you to be my child. That's God's plan for us. And that's our move that we should make. If we're going to move forward spiritually, that move has to move in the direction of knowing that God is your God, that he's your heavenly father, that he loves you, that there are other children of God that need to know this message of hope, this message of truth. That's our next move. That's really the direction that we need to go in. And so I bring all of that to a close by sharing with you that one, not only do we respond to God's word, how do you respond to God? Well, read it, just read what it says. And then know that the promises are there because you're in Christ. Remember, all of this started when God said, I'm going to bless this man named Abraham, and through him, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. God spoke through many other people. He had a lot of other messages that he shared, but all of them points back to the fact that God wants you to be a part of him. He wants you to be with him. Abraham joined him by his faith. You need to join God by your faith. So respond to God's word, but then relate to God. Begin to worship him. As we said that Abraham, he made that a part of his worship. He made that a part of what he would do. So he reached out to God through worship, and he loved God through his worship. But then the last thing is, you got to know your worth in God. What are you worth in God? Now, I know a lot of people are probably going back and they're looking at the value of their stocks and bonds and how much they've got in their 401k plan. Some people say, what is a 401k plan? Some people don't have a whole lot. But let me tell you something. You are worth something to God. You are worth something. If nobody else has ever said that to you, I'm saying it to you right now. You are worthy in the Lord. You're worthy in Christ Jesus. As a matter of fact, the fact that God loved you and poured his love into your heart, into your life, now you are valued by God. Maybe the world will put you down. Maybe the world will say, as many of them probably did when Abraham showed up, okay, here comes this 85-year-old man and he's got all of his sheep and stuff, and he's not worth a whole lot. They didn't know that this man was very valuable and rich in Christ. He was rich in God. And I want to say to you, you may not have a lot of earthly treasures that you can turn to today, but you've got a God in heaven that loves you and that has poured out his grace into your heart and life. You are worth something to God. And you need to remember that. You need to remember that. God reminded Abraham and said to him, I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Genesis 12, verses 2 and verse 3. And I will bless those that bless you, and curse him that curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. That was God's plan to Abraham. That was what God said to Abraham. And you know what he did? You know what that old man did? He stepped forward. He moved forward with his life. He said, you know, regardless of what I've been through, I've got God on my side. And if the Lord be with me, he's more than the world against me. God is so gracious. And my prayer to you and for you in 2021, don't look back at the past and looking at how you failed, that you didn't do this or didn't do that. Look to God. Look to him. respond to his word. Make sure that you listen when he speaks to you. And then reach out to God through worship. This year, if we're able and prayerful, and next Sunday, we'll be back in worship services after we've done some things to make sure that our church is cleansed from this COVID virus. But hopefully we can be back in worship. But you know what? You don't need to have a whole entourage around you to worship God. You can get in your home, throw up your hands and say, Lord, thank you for this day that you've given. Thank you for the blessing of my life. You can worship him anywhere, but then also remind yourself who you are in Christ. I'm a new creature. I'm a child of God. I'm more than a conqueror through him that loved me. Once you start saying that, you start feeling better. You start looking better. You start acting better because you know that God is on your side. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your amazing love. Thank you for your promises that you've given to us as believers. And I pray that you'd continue to make us strong in Christ. Help us to be faithful in the things that you've called us to do. And I know that we're living in a COVID environment. Many families have lost loved ones. People have been in the hospital. And there are those even in our congregation that have been impacted by this. But Lord, thank you for loving us. Thank you for preserving us. Thank you for being that direction that we can take. And Lord, that hope that we have, it's in you. Thank you for this day. Bless those that are in the sound of my voice going out over the airways and online. I pray that you'd bless them and keep them. Make us strong in you and in the power of your might. And Lord, we love you, we worship you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you can do it, clap your hands and praise God for all of his blessings. Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to you coming and being a part of our worship on next Sunday. I do want to pass along a couple of things before we close today. We ask that you would continue to pray for our broadcast on WLLL Radio AM 930. It comes on every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And you can join us online on Facebook Live. You just go to Crossroad and follow us on Facebook. Go to our website, crossroadbc.com. You'll be able to not only view this message, but you'll also be able to view some of the audio messages that we have a number of audio messages that you can learn more about God's word. I don't want anyone to think that my sermons are a substitute for God's word. What I try to do is to share with you how God has impacted my life through his word and how these things might be able to help you. Get into your Bible and read it for yourself. Read it for yourself. Brother Preston, he puts on a reading that you can go to and read it every day so that you can read through the Bible. So make sure that you be a part of that. Visit our website often and learn to grow with us here at Crossroad Baptist Church. Please continue to also pray for those families that have lost loved ones and going through times of bereavement, the Payne family, the Burks family. And we ask that you continue to pray for the Tucker family and others that have been impacted. Go to our website again, crossroadbc.com. A lot of wonderful resources, a lot of blessings, and God will surely bless you. I pray that you'd have a great week, that as you start 2021, that you'll start it off in Christ and knowing that God is blessing you and moving you forward in your faith. Until next time, this is Pastor William Coleman of the Crossroad Baptist Church. God bless you. Thank you for joining us.